Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, October 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, the City of Wauchula government wants to share some safety tips for those who are trick-or-treating this year. A parent or responsible adult should always accompany small children, have flashlights for children and their escort, only go to homes that have their porch lights on, do not enter a home or vehicle to accept any candy, and always travel in groups. Remember to use the buddy system on that one. We have some active warrants here in Hardy County, provided by the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Francisco Morales has a local warrant for violation of probation for simple battery, resisting officer without violence, and giving a false ID to an LEO. And Caterino Dario Borjas Jr. has a local warrant for domestic battery. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida to remain anonymous at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from any mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Tons of local events headed your way now, and if you miss any of these, I'll tell you how you can get a hold of us after that. Your local events, the Boots and Buckles Country Music Festival is coming to the Mosaic Arena this Friday night. Hear live music from the Tom Jackson Band, Jim Brown, and John Schneider, a.k.a. Bo Duke. Gates open at 6 p.m., tickets are just $20, and VIP seating is available. Portions of the festival proceeds will benefit the Gary Sinise Foundation, honoring our defenders, veterans, first responders, and their families, and those in need. For additional information, call 305-761-8860. That is area code 305-761-8860. Tomorrow is the last day of early bird registration for the 2021 Toys, Trains, and Candy Canes Christmas Parade. The entry fee right now is $35 for chamber members and $85 for non-members, but after this Friday, both prices will go up by $30, so chamber members will then have to pay $65 and non-members $115, but you still have time to register for those discounted prices of $35 for members and $85 for non-members. To register, go to hardycc.com/christmas-parade. The website again is hardycc.com/christmas-parade. Florida's First Assembly of God will be hosting their fall festival this Halloween Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. This year, they will have more to offer and expanded parking. Admission is free, and they are located at 1397 South Florida Avenue right here in Wauchula. Head on out for bounce houses, carnival games, free food, food trucks, and over 100,000 pieces of candy. On Halloween night from 5 to 8 p.m. in Pyatt Park is the second annual Trunk or Treat presented by the City of Bowling Green Parks and Recreation Committee. Come on out and join the fun. For questions, you can contact Chiquita Robinson at 863-448-2658, or you can call City Hall at 863-375-2255. The numbers again, Chiquita Robinson is 863-448-2658, or you can call Bowling Green City Hall at 863-375-2255. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility needs your help in renovating their 100-year-old building, and to kickstart the project, they're going to raffle off a classic car for just $25 per ticket. The car is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain. It is in great condition and mostly original, with all repairs done by a professional so that it will hold its value of approximately $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, call 863-781-1961, or you can email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. That number again is 863-781-1961, and the email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And tomorrow night, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Sarasota and take on the Booker Tornadoes in a district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it over there to the stands, turn on your radio. Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for law enforcement officers. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, a Florida driver's license, and prior experience in law enforcement. The Florida Department of Corrections is looking for a full-time correctional officer at the Avon Park Institute. A high school diploma or GED and open schedule availability are required. And Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for caregivers, U.S. work authorization, a high school diploma or GED, and a Florida Child Care Professional Credential or National Child Development Associate are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. Our email is hardymiddaywy@gmail.com, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Also, if you missed any of the events that we had on today's show, you can send us an email and we'll send you information on that event. Or we will have a replay of today's Hardy Midday show at 1021theoutlaw.com and click on the show archives page at the top. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 87, a 50% chance of rain. Current conditions is thunderstorms. The shade temperature is 87. The maximum UV index is 1 low. Wind south-southwest at 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 13 miles per hour. The humidity extremely humid, 80%. Excellent air quality. The dew point 77 degrees. Cloud cover 100%. 0.2 inches of rain, 3 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 2,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, windy, some thunderstorms may be severe, highs in the upper 80s, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30, chance of rain 90%. Tonight, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows around 70, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, chance of rain 60%. Friday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Windy with highs in the lower 80s, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, chance of rain 30%. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the evening with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is asking state lawmakers to approve nearly $4 million to help Florida's manatees, which have been dying at a frightening rate. According to the Orlando Weekly, the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's budget proposal for next year includes $3.8 million designated to aid the manatees, the cow-sized aquatic mammals that feed on Florida's seagrasses. More than 900 manatees have died so far this year, nearly twice the average number. Demand for livestock loans grew in the third quarter, boosting agricultural lending activity, but demand for operating loans was more subdued, and total non-real estate lending remained near its past decade average. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank says while the average size of operating loans also remained elevated, a smaller number of loans limited the overall financing of operating expenses. The agricultural economy generally remained strong as elevated commodity prices continued to support farm incomes. Bloomberg says U.S. ethanol production reached its highest level since COVID-19 lockdowns brought the industry to a basic standstill. Gasoline demand on a four-week rolling average hit the highest point since 2007 for this time of year. The revival comes as corn is available at a relatively cheap price, setting the stage for better profit margins and a potential boost in overseas demand. The fuel industry is waiting for overdue Biden administration proposals on mandates requiring refiners to blend fixed amounts of the biofuel.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says $1.15 billion in grants and loans for its ReConnect program will soon be made available for mostly less populated regions of the U.S. with the slowest internet speeds. That includes tribal lands and socially vulnerable communities. Vilsack told reporters that the more than $1 billion is a lot.
But at the end of the day, we really do need a national commitment of significant size to really make a fundamental difference in rural places. This should not be a situation of whatever your zip code is that you have service or don't have service.
He says it will take tens of billions to connect everyone. Another wave of broadband funding is included in the bipartisan infrastructure and budget reconciliation bills that are being negotiated in Congress. Those include proposals for $65 billion more for broadband. Vilsack also told reporters that the USDA plans to make a $50 million investment in more than 100 rural distance learning and telehealth projects across 37 states and Puerto Rico. While many communities were dialed in for remote work and school during the pandemic, some workers, patients, and students in rural areas didn't have access to those technologies. Politico reports that farm worker advocates saw gaps among workers who lacked internet access to get COVID-19 vaccine appointments. That prompted some of those groups to set up phone lines themselves.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks faded in the last hour of trading and ended mostly lower, a day after the S&P and Dow set their latest record highs. Several big technology companies posted solid gains, led by Microsoft, which reported a 24% surge in profits last quarter as its cloud computing business bounded ahead. The S&P 500 gave up 0.5% after shedding an early gain. The Dow lost 0.7%. Oil prices also fell. The Dow dropped 226 points to finish at 35,490. The NASDAQ was up fractionally to 15,235. The S&P fell 23 points to 4,551. New York oil fell $1.99 to $82.66 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jason Walker. The 2021 World Series underway now. First game going to the Atlanta Braves, knocking off the Houston Astros. Final there was 6-2. Game two comes up Wednesday night in Houston. The series will then be heading this weekend to Atlanta. In the National Basketball Association, five games on tap Tuesday night. Utah defeating Denver, final there, 122-110. Overtime game, L.A. Lakers beat San Antonio, 125-121. Dallas knocked off Houston, 116-106. Elsewhere in the NBA, Golden State over Oklahoma City, 106-98. And New York, the Knicks, beat Philly 112-99. SRN Sports. In the National Hockey League, Tampa Bay outskating Pittsburgh. Final there was 5-1. Calgary beat New Jersey by a score of 5-3. Minnesota over Vancouver 3-2, while Winnipeg defeated Anaheim 4-3. Seattle over Montreal 5-1. Nashville beat San Jose by a score of 3-1. National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is not going to issue a report on its 10-month probe into allegations the Washington football team engaged in abuse and harassment. Goodell says the league would not make the investigation public because of its promise to protect the identity of those who testified. Commissioner spoke after meeting with the league's 32 owners. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always on the web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I want to be something really scary for Halloween this year, so I'm dressing up as a phone battery at 2%. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.